So today we're going to be talking about transformation into your social entrepreneurship business. A lot of you on this call today are wondering, why are we talking about this transformation when we've been talking social entrepreneurship now for almost 3 years, right? Remember when Sam came out and said that he put the stake in the ground that we were going to fight global malnutrition. In fact, he talked about David Bornstein's book, and I make reference to that in the outline, that dates all the way back to June 28th of 2010, which is approximately when this was all breaking, and I think it was either June or July that Sam introduced to all of us, in the company he did, the Give for Real program, where we have this Tom Shoes-like concept of donation by consumption. Anyway, so that we ran with that. A lot of us put social entrepreneur on our business cards. We talked to people about it. We led with it. We did all sorts of things. But the problem was that for most of us, as it was for me, it was kind of a disarray. I mean, there wasn't anyone really leading the charge internally. We weren't getting the materials necessarily to support ourselves in going out and making a difference, both with how do we lead, languaging that we'd use, what's the best way to present it, how do we inspire people with it. We weren't getting the training and the background that we really needed to allow us to be the most effective. So what transpired over the next year or so where people were kind of falling off of it, they kind of started removing it from their cards. They didn't see that it was really working. When they led with it, people would complain and say, well, I put my money where I want to pay for charity work. Or, I mean, it wasn't having the impact that we all had projected that it should have or would have. And that really is, I think, more not because the message wasn't terrific, it was we weren't delivering it in the best possible way. We didn't have somebody internally just totally supporting us and driving this from A to Z. And that's where Bo Short comes in. Now, Sam specifically added him to the staff for that one main reason. Take this and champion this cause. This is who we are. This is our new identity. We're no longer MLM. We are now evolved. We've had this evolutionary change in our company to now be a social entrepreneur company. And we today are the only social entrepreneur company with a leverage-based income model. And all this story starts with Sam and the company of Provision, that's what was laid on his heart before he had visualized the Manatech and the products. And then through all the real food technology, of course, we transformed. And that happens in many industries. They transform. In fact, it'd be amazing if you looked at the history of different companies, how they've transformed and into who they are and morphed into who they are today from where they originally came. But we, too, are doing the same thing. So today we stand out as being an entrepreneurial entity, a social entrepreneurial entity that's number one focus is ending global malnutrition in children. And Bo is here to help us. He's given us tremendous amount of language, all the good quotes, in consistently all the calls. He's going to be on top of this like no one else that we've ever seen before. So I'm ecstatic about the move. We couldn't have done this or taken this position without having Bo involved. He's the one that's really going to motor this. He's going to be the engine behind the car that moves forward and allows us to be the most effective we can be out there sharing it. So let's jump in and just look at one of the questions you're going to find yourself needing to answer in this is going to be, is this a network marketing company? And here's how I would choose to answer that kind of question. She just started recording, so we're going to miss the first half of this. Sorry, I apologize. Let's go back. Let me answer this question for you again because it's kind of an important question to answer because a lot of you are going to be asked the question about is this network marketing? And you want to be able to refer to it. I like to say not really. We're not like Amway. We started almost 20 years ago in that marketplace. But due to the technology discovered and its impact on health, it became evident to us that we had found the best possible solution to helping end global malnutrition in children. So over the last few years, we've evolved into a social entrepreneurial entity. And the only remnant we have from where we evolved is the method of incentivizing the public to join us through this leveraged income model. So that's the kind of language that I'm going to be using around the network marketing concept, that we truly have evolved, where it's an evolution that we've gone through as a company. And truly, that's really what Sam has gone through as our founder. And so when we talk about it, we talk about we have a company, you know, the story really starts with Sam being called early on that he was going to have a company of provision, and this is the evolution of that process. So today we're the only social entrepreneur company with a leveraged-based income model, and you can use that. And again, go back. I want everybody to go back and look at David Bornstein's book, because in his book he just has so many great things and great ideas. And you can go back to that June 28th, 2010. Oh, I put the wrong date in the outline. Sorry, everybody. June 28th, 2010. That's the date that I did the review, the book review on that. And it talks about who are social entrepreneurs. And it's important for us to really go and, you know, again, entrench ourselves into who we are. You know, we remain misunderstood and underappreciated. And I think everybody on this call can say, have I been there? Misunderstood and underappreciated? Yeah, right. I mean, every time somebody says no to you, you feel misunderstood and underappreciated. We're transformational forces, and there's no question. What we're about is change agents, and that's what we're here to do. We have new ideas to addressing major problems, and that's exactly what Manatech has with their products. We have new ideas of addressing major problems. We're relentless in the pursuit of our visions and persistent. We're not going to take no for an answer. And that's who social entrepreneurs are, and that's part of it. And you can look through what fuels social entrepreneurship worldwide. You can look at what's happening in the business schools, as it's one of the most highest demand areas of teaching that people are pursuing, curriculums that are out there, and social entrepreneurship is huge in all the business schools today and growing at a rapid pace. And you can also look through and see through that book, they talk about the Ashoka, which is the first organization over 25 years ago, before the book was even drafted. Bill Drayton was basically the guy who started this and started to support leading social entrepreneurs around the world. And it's through Ashoka, his organization, that he's provided millions of dollars of support to social entrepreneurs around the world. So, you know, and he talks about that the name Ashoka, I like that background in the book too. He talks about Ashoka, the reason he called his organization that, it was an Indian emperor in the 3rd century who unified much of South Asia, pioneered innovations in both economic and social welfare. And so he considered Ashoka to be one of history's most tolerant, global-minded, and creative leaders ever. And in Sanskrit, Ashoka means active absence of sorrow. And I love that, active absence of sorrow. In other words, a concept of joy, a concept of, you know, taking on problems and getting looking beyond the problem to solution so that we don't get stuck in the sorrow. The logo chosen for the Ashoka organization by Bill Drayton was the oak tree, strong, tough, with roots that spread everywhere. And Drayton said it reminds him of the proverb, from little acorns do great trees grow. And I think that kind of resounded with me about the fact of Manatech. You know, we thought of ourselves as this huge, massively growing company over the years, when really we were just a little acorn. And from our little acorn status, this great tree is now growing. So it's just cool. It's just a great thing. And Bill Drayton's whole goal was to create a system that would, with high reliability, spot major pattern-changing ideas and first-class entrepreneurs before either were proven, then support them in accomplishing major change to benefit the world. What he didn't foresee in his book is what has transpired with Manatech. And that's what makes Manatech so unique. That's what makes us the only social entrepreneur company with a leveraged-based income model, because we weren't just a one human being out there trying with a great idea. I mean, Sam was that in the early stages, but not. Hang on a second, people. Sorry, other interruptions. So we're just having problems here today. Okay, so is this, so Manatech is that uniqueness of Sam, is that, I look at Sam kind of maybe is that little acorn from the tree, and he had those ideas. He was a visionary, but he went a different direction. And that's the evolution that we're talking about. The evolution of his direction was he took this incredible product and products and developed that people had developed, and then, you know, a year and a half, 2 years later, Ambertos came involved, and he took these products in the most effective method he knew of in his knowledge base at the time, which was in a networking model. And now he's come to really the enlightenment of, you know, what does this really mean for us? What is this really for us? What is our real purpose for being involved in this? And we can still use the income leverage model, but we really are a social entrepreneur company. We really are a company of a destiny, a company that's truly going to end global malnutrition in kids. And so that's what makes us, we really are, the social entrepreneur spirit is what leads, runs, guides, and directs us. And it's with that spirit that we go out into the public to incentivize people to join us, to not only help us accomplish this mission, but if their passion is something different, we also have the capacity to incentivize them so they can accomplish both. And through that process, really achieve incredible results. So, I mean, it's just an awesome whole concept. So I want you to go back and spend some time in that book if you get the opportunity, because it really has some great, great concepts in it. And I'm going to give you one more before I move on in the outline, because if you look at effective social entrepreneurs, the outline of that book, that the book report that I did back in 2010, gives you the six qualities of an effective social entrepreneur. A is willingness to self-correct, and we all have that. Willingness to share credit, and we're all willingness to share a servant's heart. Willingness to break free of established structures, and that's what we're doing even right now as we speak, as Manatech's going through this permanent transformation. We're looking at, you know, breaking free of established structures. We're almost putting a stake in the sand, and that's the, kind of the language that Bo said. He said, we're going to plant a flag in a space where no one else lives. That's clearly abandoning established structures. A willingness to cross disciplinary boundaries, and we've done that with everything we've done. If you remember Sam at Manifest, when he talked about how Manatech has taken pieces of all these different innovative systems, you know, of Apple, it's taken pieces out of Tom's Shoes, it's taken pieces out of the direct sales market, it's taken pieces out of Amazon, it's taken all these different pieces that we've taken to develop. So it's cross-disciplinary boundaries. Willingness to work quietly. We work at the individual level. We're not putting ads on newspapers and over, you know, mass advertising. What we're doing today is we are the workforce. We're working at the human level, working at the individual level, and that's the beauty of what we have. And then strong ethical impetus. And that's the concept that we all have, is that we are fighting for this cause. That ethical impetus that we have is to totally end global malnutrition in children. So it's cool. And just, again, read through this outline. Go ahead and read the book if you haven't read it yet, or go back and review it. But it'll give you so much more energy around what's happening. And it's really going to lay the foundation for where this company is going to go in the next 12 months for sure and thereafter. So we've found our way. Languaging, the second thing I have in the outline today is language and talking with others. What is different today? Well, I've already answered the question for you about, is this network marketing company, and how I'm answering it today. I don't find it, you know, I don't find any problem in that languaging, because I truly believe that this is our identity today. We are a social entrepreneurship company. We happen to choose this as our method of compensation. But truly, we are here with the sole purpose of what? Ending global malnutrition. And yes, it does provide, we have need to incentivize the public, and this is our technique that we've chosen to incentivize the public to do that. How do we talk to others when people talk to us about, you know, what do we do for a living? And they ask us questions like that. And You know, what I like to talk to people about, I use some of the language. That's why we attached the quotes again. I sent those out to you last week, but I attached them again, and I'm sure there are plenty more that each of you can pick from Bo's languaging. But part of that language that I love so much when he said, you know, I work with a company called Manatech, which is the only social entrepreneur company in the world with a leverage-based income model, right? And my next, after I would say that to somebody, my next question would be, are you familiar with social entrepreneurism? So turn it back. Remember, our best presentation is when we get other people actively involved. So you want to be asking questions. Are you familiar with social entrepreneurism? And people go, well, not really. And then you can say, well, it's the curriculum with the highest demand in business schools today. It's about using a business model to affect major social change. And then after you say that, those two things, those are important to lay the foundation. And then I want you to go into the other quote that's on the quote sheet, which is the first one on the second page. He says, are you familiar with Tom's Shoes or Grameen Bank? So you'll go into describing other social entrepreneur companies. These are social entrepreneur companies who have taken on a social cause to truly change the world. Manatech is doing the same thing with their mission to end global malnutrition in children. The only difference is they're willing to pay you for helping to do that. So that's my answer to what are you doing today? I like that, capture that answer. What am I doing today? So those are the kind of things I'm suggesting out there. And you can find out if they're interested in learning more, you know, at that point. Because now you've captured social entrepreneurship. You talk about it having the highest demand in curriculum in all the business schools today. That gives a lot of credibility to it. And it's about using a business model to affect major social change. So if that works for you, that's great. Or come up with your own language, but be set with language. You can use Bo's quotes. And, you know, as I said before, you can use his quotes to quote him. So you better have a background vita, a little short vita on who he is, so that you can mention who this guy is. And I'm not sure that you want to talk to him. You need to talk to everybody about he was in 5 network marketing companies and reached the top level of income in each one. I think you can use some of his other attributes in describing him as well. So you will be able to use, you know, some of the things that he said. But I prefer developing what my choice is for me. I'm using his quotes and developing my language using his quotes, and you can do the same thing. So you want to talk about that. Okay, so then we go into maximizing my personal results with the new comp plan. I want to talk about that a little bit today because I think that ties into this whole concept of transformation of our social entrepreneurship business. You need to understand the new impact bonuses, and those have been clearly outlined for us. I put them in my follow-up to the manifest. That's where they were first unveiled to everybody in Manatech. They're going to be highly trained at all the mana quests, so you're going to get access to all that information at each and every one of those mana quests as well. But understand them, and they start at the national director level, and it's about adding more income into people's pockets. The numbers are 300 at the national, 650 at the executive, and 1500 at the presidential level. So those are called impact bonuses, and the purpose of the impact bonus is to reward you above and beyond what your income level was for the impact that you're having on saving lives. So once again, that has nothing to do with network marketing as a model, right? Nothing. It has to do with rewarding people for making a difference in our social cause, which is to end global malnutrition. So there's bonus rewards for people in terms of ending or accomplishing our cause. So you want to be able to describe that when you talk to people about the compensation plan, because that takes it all back to what we're all about, our social entrepreneurship program. Now, I have a program that we're kicking off this week called Trek to National Director, and I just wanted to highlight it for all of you because you can participate as well, do it on your own level and with your own organization. We're kicking off an 8-week plan right now, and some of you are going, well, Mary Jo, what if I'm already National Director? Here's the response to that, or above. Here's the response to that. Target people in your organization to get to National Director. If you help 10 others get to National Director because you're already so large, what's that going to do to your volume in your organization? right? And then what is it going to do to the people upline from them? Maybe you'll break some new executives. You might even break a new presidential director in your organization. We've got to help the people at the lowest levels. That's a way to grow this business. So you help the people who are just starting. You help the people who are regional directors. You help the people get to national and then to executive. I had a phone call on Friday, which is typical for end of business period. Somebody was like $70 or something away from becoming regional director. And somebody called me and said, Mary Jo, does it make it worth their while to become regional director? And I said, for $70, I mean, because I'm not a person that believes in ever buying into a leadership level, because I think what happens is you never stop buying into it. I believe in getting there and blowing right through it so you never look back. But the idea here was, it was a great opportunity for just $70, but add $70 of volume, and to achieve your first leadership level. Because when you achieve leadership levels, that's a real huge recognition. We have recognition that goes out every business period, usually the first week of business period when we get the reports from Manatech, on all our new leaders, because it's important. You want to have your leaders see their names in lights. You want to make sure that you're recognizing people. Recognition is huge. It's very motivational. And so if you're only $50 or $70 away from a leadership level, I'd suggest you do it, okay? Because you want to get acknowledged for that. But again, if you're $2,000 away, don't ever buy $2,000 worth of products to make a leadership level, because you'll end up doing it every month, after month, after month. Okay, but it's great. So anyway, so if you're not a national director right now, you want to be on a trek to be a national director. If you are already a national director, you want to target some people, and I don't want to use the word target because it's not really your choice, it's their choice. So what you want to do is you want to find the people in your organization that are most positioned best to be able to become national directors and approach them and see if they're committed to doing that. When they can get the, you know, 1,000, and the reason for this is why, because that $300 additional dollars at the national level is huge. It takes somebody who used to make $500-$600 to $900-$1,000 on a monthly basis. Huge. Every 4 weeks they could be earning $1,000. That changes anyone's life. So you want to be a leader for your team and get your team to do the same thing. Train it throughout. And the languaging that you can start using, and I just threw this out, it's not terrific by any means, but you can develop your own. Even when I'm talking to new people as I'm working with them and they say something and they ask about the income program, I said, you know, this new impact bonus is having a tremendous impact on people. If I could show you how to add an extra monthly income of $1,000 to your life in the next 8 weeks, would you be interested? Right? That's what I want to do. I'm using that language. So just you can revamp and use it how you want to, but that's really what you want to do in 8 weeks. And that's getting people to national director between now and business end of business period 8. So that's what you want to do, because that's when the income will be available. Those new bonuses are going to pay out in business period 8. Today is business period 7. We just kicked off 7. So in the next 8 weeks, you want to hit national director status. And again, consistently, I put in here again, tie directly to how many children you help save from malnutrition, because that's the big concept behind exactly why we're doing what we're doing, exactly the industry that you're in, the social entrepreneurship industry you're in. And then the last thing I put in the outline today was just critical. Again, this is kind of a highlight to everybody about where we are, what we're doing as we go on these treks. As I'm building this trek for my people, what am I doing? I'm getting people to master skills necessary and always have a daily action plan. The skills that we all need to master, especially as brand new people entering in, is the invitation. Knowing your story, how to inspire, you are the messenger. So you want to develop the language, take on the language I helped you with a little earlier, some of the quotes from Bo Short, listen to some more of the social entrepreneurship calls, be on board with what's happening in Manatech, go back and read the social entrepreneurship book, and enable yourself and empower yourself to be the best you can be in sharing that invitation, knowing your story, how to inspire. You're the messenger. Again, and I took this quote out of Paula Pritchard's book, you're letting them know where you envision it going and what part you want to play in that trip, right? Just like you heard other people say, you know what, I'm committed to helping save 200 children this year. Can you help me do that? Would you participate with me? And they'll go, well, what do I need to be doing? And go, great, let me show you some options you have. Number one, da-da-da, you got it? I mean, so that's a way you can go after and share this with people. You can open up that door to them. There are many tools that you can use, but it's about your story is what is the sales. Your words are really the tools of the business. And the more we recognize that, the more we're going to be more focused on having a great story, right? Having a great story. They should describe and explain, excite and inspire, and move your contact toward a decision. That's what you want to develop. It doesn't take a lot around social entrepreneurship, but why I'm suggesting you go through the reading of the book again, reviewing the outline, listening to my call, because in reading all the quotes from Bo is because that helps develop in you the spirit of that social entrepreneurship. It takes you into that whole realm of thinking like a social entrepreneur, getting that servant's heart out, getting the focus in the right direction so the languaging will be more clear to you in your story. The presentation, again, our presentation can't be shooting from the hip. It has to be down pat. We have to need to know exactly what we're going to be telling them. Bo's working on that right now. I'm just going to suggest that we will have a video presentation about who we are, what we're about. That should be coming out in the next few weeks. I don't know if they'll be available by the Mana Quest, but I know he's working on that as we speak. And he's made commitments on getting it out. I just don't have the time frame of it. And then the close is really important for you to focus on. 101 ways to close. You need to choose what best fits your personality. You can look at, I did a training on closing strategies. You can read books about how to close people. You know, I happen to use an assume close process. But the one thing you always, always need to remember is that you never close a conversation without what's the next step, creating the next step. And that's most of the time that's about asking. It's either asking for when's the next time we need to get together after you review these materials, when's our next contact, or if it's after they've reviewed the myriad, what is it that's holding you back, if anything, from joining me on this incredible mission? You know, that kind of languaging. You want to develop that languaging and so that you can find out what's going on. Are you ready to get started with helping me save these kids? Is this something that you see your heart and passion around that you can, you know, not only help with this mission, but help achieve what you want in your life? Because I still think the idea of finding out what they want is really important as well. So you develop that close and develop that language and have it down. Notice it's a memorization process for some of you. It's a skill to develop because most of us kind of just shoot from the hip. We learn network marketing by, hey, just go out and sell people things or something. And that's where you come from, that model. Well, today we're a social entrepreneurship company. And we're out there and we're not just, you know, but we're still trying to move people, inspire people to jump on board with us. And it's inspirational because we have such an incredible purpose. We have such a global cause. So how are we inspiring people to do that? And then the other thing I put in there in skills to master is, of course, self-development. It's always in our life, forever be green and growing, working on yourself harder than you work on your business. And that's a great statement because every one of us need to be doing that on a daily basis. That's why it should be part of your daily activities. What are you doing to improve yourself? What good videos are you watching? What good tapes are you listening to? Every day should be about reinforcing your positive characteristics, your personal development. And some of the critical skills to develop, listening skills are major, and there's lots of good materials out there for that. I think Stephen Covey's book on 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is a great one. If you haven't read that, read it, but focus on seek first to understand and then to be understood. See, most of us in our society, we seek first to be understood. We always want the first say. We want to be heard first. We want to be as loud as possible. We want to take on our posture and put our stake in the ground without listening to the other person, when we could be totally off base with what they might be looking for in life, but we're making assumptions and we take control. It's listening skills. Seek first to understand and then to be understood. And we're in the perfect industry for that as well because we're solution-oriented. But we can't tell people solutions before we understand their problems. So critical for us to develop good listening skills. Understanding personality quadrants, I think that's huge because that'll help you deal with people. I keep attributing that to the what saved my marriage because we had a lot of issues in my marriage in early stages. And when I first started learning about personality quadrants, it was huge for me because I understood what made my husband tick. And now he's learning it slowly, but he's learning it. And it's really kind of humorous to watch him go through it instead of painful from the perspective I wish he would grow faster, but humorous from the perspective that I don't have to look at him and think he came from, you know, some outside planet anymore. But personality quadrants are critical for us to be the best we can be as we're out there sharing our social entrepreneurship entity with people. So you want to learn that. Servant's heart, critical. You know, I loved Paula Pritchard when she wrote in her book, Owning Yourself. She wrote in there, she said, this industry is not about give and take, it's about give and give. And social entrepreneurship is even more than that. It's give and give with exclamation marks. So the idea about servant's heart is just imperative for us to develop a servant's heart, because that's exactly what we do every day, is we serve other people in 101 ways, and we step out to do that. Positive attitude, yeah, of course, attitude. There's a lot of people that say attitude's everything. We need to work on our attitude every single day. Having one of gratitude is critical, being grateful for what we have. If you expect greatness, it'll come, and that means that's the positive attitude. Put an expectation out there of creating greatness, and put an expectation out there of accomplishment, and it will come. And then always consistently work on your leadership skills. We all need to work on those every day. No matter where we get in life, we still haven't arrived. So it's a consistent plan of developing skills. And then the last thing on the outline is today is a daily action plan. And I could have done a whole talk. In fact, that's almost how I started this idea of today's call, was around the daily action plan. But there's so much emphasis going on the social entrepreneurship model that I really wanted to play off of that as well. But daily action plan is absolutely critical. Failure to plan is a plan to fail. You've heard me say that 100 times. What is on your daily action plan? And you've got to look at that for yourself. And what I did is I attached a copy of the Daily Dozen tracking sheet that came out of the South African model, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a minute, go through the step-by-step. But, you know, that's just a sample one. You don't have to absorb that one, but you have to have one. No, and I shouldn't say that. No one has to. You're not going victim to Mary Jo. You don't have to do anything. But if you choose to achieve results in this business, I'm going to tell you one of the most absolute important things that you'll ever have in your life is your daily action plan. Because without a plan, you're not going to get it done. You're going to drift. And this business allows people to drift because you're self-employed, right? You work for yourself. So you can drift all you want. You can take off for the beach for a month if you want to. But the problem with people that get involved in network marketing, they hear these great stories about leveraged income models, and they go, hey, I'm getting involved because of freedom, time freedom. But they want to have it today. Well, today's not the day you get time freedom. It might be 5 years from now. It might be 2 years from now, but it's not today. Today we work hard. We stay disciplined. We have structure in our life. We participate in specific activities every day to create the results, because we know that if we continue to do them every single day, they will create the results we're looking for. So daily action. So let's look at – and the other things I wanted to emphasize for you is that the first 60 days – and Bo's right on board with this, which I loved hearing him talk about the other day, because I've been reading a lot about that. The importance of success in your first 60 days, crucial. Because if people aren't successful in the first 60 days, you might continue having them as consumers, but it's highly unlikely they'll ever take on and be champions and champion the cause. So the first 60 days of anyone's business is crucial. So you need to make sure you have a daily action plan in that. So let's take a peek at what that looks like. The daily action plan attached has 12 concepts. Number one, give thanks. And I think we always need to focus on the 6 positive emotions: love, joy, freedom, empowerment, acknowledge, appreciation. Remember, we talk about an attitude of gratitude. That's right there. But always be thankful. Always be thankful. Come from a concept of thanks. In fact, you know, I was going through a period for about a year where I really was pushing myself to be coming from a greater sense of gratitude. And every single night I would, you know, and every single morning I wake up with thanks and thank the Lord, and that's because of my Christian background. I thank the Lord every morning, and when I went to bed, I thank God every night. And, you know, the night, I'll just share the story, the night my brother, I found out my brother was shot and killed by his wife. And, of course, at the time we didn't know who did it, but I knew it because I knew, you know, the relationship. But, you know, it didn't come to fruition until like a day later when she was taken in custody. But the idea that night to think and to thank God was the furthest thing from my heart. But I spent hours just crying out to him at a church and just, you know, being angry But when I went to bed that night, I thanked God for everything that he's done. And it was the hardest night day of my life to ever thank God for something that happened in my life that day, losing my favorite sibling. That was hard. But you know what? I was ready because I was spent, and I understood that this is God's, it's not my purpose. I don't need to understand it. I just need to come from that heart of gratitude. And so build it into your life. It becomes who you are. And if you have to discipline yourself to remind yourself to do it every morning, every night for a period of time, it's great. And that's why they put it on the daily dozen, because these are the kind of habits that fall out of our life. And then we get bitter and we get angry and we do silly things with that bitterness. Read your daily affirmations. Great. Review your goals and dreams. Listen to your why. Here's another thing that I'm implementing in my organization. When people finally get their why down, and it's really terrific, what I have them do is I want them to tape it. And you can do that with iPhones today so that you can actually listen to yourself talking about what your life's going to be like, what you're going to create through getting involved with Manatech, what is it going to create for you, so that they can listen to that on a daily basis. That's huge, because you're hearing it from your own voice about your why. So that's for me, it falls in category 3. You always want to have your calendar done, things to do for the day, plan your calendar, read for 15 to 30 minutes. That's just growing you. We always need to grow. And I know reading isn't popular today, but hopefully with everything, all those books on iPads and iPhone, you can read anywhere today. I mean, it's, you don't ever have to have a library, because your library goes with you on your iPad, which I love, because I've learned now how to take notes and highlight, and that made all the difference in the world. I wasn't doing it before, but now with the notes and highlights, I can do that. So read, listen to motivational CD. I like to use Make the Shift. That's the one I use with brand new people for at least 2 to 3 weeks. I want them to listen to that every single day. I think it's terrific. Add a new name to your names list, and that's every day. If we add a new name every day, think of what happens to your contact list. Make a minimum of 10 phone calls. That's just touching base with your people, whether that's, you know, people that are new, people that are you haven't contacted yet, people that you're following up with, whatever it is, 10 calls a day. STP is show the plan. In other words, you want to show the plan, and that our plan today is one of social entrepreneurship. You want to make sure that people, you're inviting people to join you in this incredible mission. Set up at least one new customer or service service an existing one. So we're constantly looking for people that just really need the products. And then use your product every day and try a new product. I wouldn't try a new one every day because you'd run out of them. But definitely use the products every day. So that's basically your daily action plan. You want to make sure that you have all of that down and you have it created for yourself. Build it as a discipline for yourself. Don't let other things get in the way, or all of a sudden you're saying, my business isn't important to me. And that's an option. You can take that position, but I don't think so. When your business is about saving the lives of children all over the world, I don't know that anyone can sit back and say it's just not that important to me. I think we have such an incredible vision and mission for this company today that being in any sense of denial around it really is more about where's your passion? Where's your passion? And you can be passionate about other things, but where's your passion for those least fortunate on our planet today? And it's pretty cool to be a part of this. And I love what's happening, and I'm just asking everybody to step up and view this in a new way and look at how you fit into this and help others have that same equal vision, if not more energy behind it, more passion behind it, because we truly are going to change this world. Okay, people, that's all I have for today. Anyone last-minute questions?
Mary Jo, I have a question. This is Jean.
Sure. Yeah.
You gave us specific ways to keep track of contacts, you know, the
uh-huh.
And you've given us the Superior Customer Care Program, but could you tell me, maybe I'm not the only one that doesn't know, I can't keep track of what I've sent, what emails I've sent to the customers I have. And you know, do you use file boxes? Do you...
Sure. Yeah, you can use the same. If you're doing it by hand, you can use a recipe box is what, you know, if you want to do it, that's kind of, they call it the old mechanism of doing this. But until Manatech's developing for us by August, they're going to have a superior contact manager system for all of us, which is a real blessing. But in the meantime, yeah, if you're using the recipe box, you can have one for customers and one for your associates, prospects.
Well,
you get it?
You don't Excel or
you can do it on a spreadsheet on Excel. There are plenty of techniques out there. There are plenty of programs out there, June, as well. I think we gave on our team call, we gave three suggestions. And if you want to give Lydia a call after we get off this call, she can help you with that as well. Yeah,
okay.
Send her an email. Okay? But good. Yeah, you can use the same contact manager form for customers as you use for your prospecting. But I like to tend to keep them different because one is already in. The other one is people that are not active yet. They haven't said yes.
You know, I only have like 50 people that I'm trying to keep track of. I can't imagine how you do it.
Well, that's why if you start now with your contact manager system, you'll be so much more proficient down the road. If you don't start now, big lesson to learn, you'll never get to my size.
Right.
Because what you're doing is limiting your own business. That's why you always need to be thinking about what do the people do that have 10,000, 20,000? I'm small compared to a lot of presidentials out there. I only have about 25,000 people in my organization. There are presidentials that have 2.5 million, okay? So there's huge organizations out there. If you don't develop now, today, at 50, a system that allows you to track people, you will forever freeze yourself from ever getting larger. Because
I know,
you're crazy
in the meantime.
I know you're going to go crazy. Well, congrats. I heard you won the Cabo trip. Is that right?
The 4-point bonus, if they come through, yes, I did.
Oh, welcome. Well, congratulations, June. That's awesome. Yes, the 4-point, the power bonus points do come through. They just don't show up Monday morning. Yeah, great. Great.
All right.
Congrats, sister. All right. Anyone else?
Mary Jo, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, my question is, on the outline, and you mentioned it, you said the trek to national director that you're going to start this week. Are you going to send us an email on that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that I'm doing it. Lydia and I haven't decided whether we're doing it across the board. Are you guys interested in me doing an open program for everybody?
Boy, I sure am, because that's where I'm at.
You just feel like you're not getting enough, like, push or emphasis from your uplines.
Exactly.
I don't mind doing that because I think it's so crucial. We got 8 weeks to get there, and I want people to do that. Let me work with Lydia today, and we'll see what we can get out. My big problem is this, that in July, the month of July, I'm out of town 3 of 4 weeks, which is crucial timing for people. But because I'm going on vacation for a week with my husband, and then I'm in Brazil for 2 weeks on a mission trip. So maybe what we do is in having a program, we can have a scheduled call and not make it a formal program, but allow all of you guys to participate if you want to. How's that? I like that better. So there's no charge for it. You can just kind of play off of what I'm doing for my organization because I'm just not going to be able to give it 100% of my all because I'm gone for 3 weeks. But that doesn't mean Lydia's not going to be absorbing a lot of it in my absence. We're anxious to get everybody to do that. Thanks, Nancy, for the comment, and we'll definitely look at opening that up. Okay. Anyone else?
Mary Jo, this is Carol, and I missed what you were talking about, going back to one of your old ones and looking.
It's wrong on the outline, and I apologize for that. I'll have Lydia change that. Oh, she already updated it, the one she's reposted. It's, if you look back on our ManaTrain website and you go to June 28th of 2010 on ManaTrain, you're going to find a book review I did on David Bornstein's book about social entrepreneurship. And what I'm suggesting is you listen to that call, get the outline, and if you choose to go buy the book, you could buy it and read it as well. It's a very lengthy book, but the you don't have to read all the stories. I mean, probably two-thirds of the book is about stories of social entrepreneurs. The big gist of the book and getting all the meat of the book is what happens in the first, one-third or so of the book, where it describes social entrepreneurship and it talks about Ashoka and all of that. It's a good foundation to have, but I think you can get a lot of that from the book review I did as well as the outline from June 28th of 2010.
Thank you.
And by the way, we're working very diligently at putting together a brand new website. Lydia is transferring over one by one
all of the videos, I mean, all of the audios, the PDFs and all of that. And we're building a new training website, which I think you guys will love. It's going to be, we're going to actually have a library section. So every single book review I've ever done is going to be in the library. It'll also be in the listed in the other call bank, but you can separate them out, and then they'll all be categorized based on whether they're self-development or they're brand new. And then we're putting in a whole new section of called bringing on board a new social new champion. So it's how do you bring along a brand new champion? We're going to have a section on that as well. So we're real excited about our new website, and Lydia's been working around the clock. Probably it's going to be probably by the end of June, would you say, Lynn?
I don't know.
She doesn't know. Okay, so sometime, I would hope before I take off on my vacation it would be done. Okay, so look forward to that. It'll take the place of, it's going to be manatrain.net. It's just going to be a whole new look. Yeah. Tell Lydia a million thanks. I will do that. Thank you.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
Hello.
Good. Okay, somebody else? Yep.
Yes, this is Teresa. I have a question.
Hi, Teresa. Sure, go ahead.
Hi. I listened to the Don Partridge call last week, and
uh-huh.
It was really good. And he was saying that when you close, you should always offer the highest price product or combo pack first, and then work back to the Nutrivirus. And I was thinking of offering the Nutrivirus as one option, the lower price option, the Nutrivirus plus an omega-3 as the next combo pack, and then finally the combo pack, Nutrivirus omega-3 and plus, and the Ambertose finally would be the third, that combo pack would be the higher price combo pack.
Uh-huh.
So how would you word that to a prospect who...
If I'm talking to a prospect about it, this is how I like the languaging. And the reason why Don Partridge starts with the biggest pack first is because you're going to have the greatest tendency to move more of those and the middle pack than you will the small pack, because no one wants to be... It's a psychology issue. He understands human psychology as people don't want to be cheap. So if you offer the big pack first, they might go, ooh, I don't know if I can afford it. But then they'll tend to fall in the middle pack because they don't want to look cheap. You get it? It's all about it's about human psychology. That's exactly what he's talking about. So my languaging around offering the biggest pack first goes like this. My language would be, you know what? What's most important for our body is that we're nutritionally fed. The best package that we have, and now when I'm working with a consumer, this is just consumers because it's not about being a champion, right, at the all-star level. I would say the best package that we have to make sure you're totally nutritionally fed is the 189 pack, or whatever, wherever it is today, 189. And I would talk about the reason why, because it covers all these aspects of our body. It covers our essential fatty acids. It covers the glyconutrients that we talked about. It covers 100% of our vitamin mineral needs. So then you can say how complete it is. So if you take this pack, I know inside of me, and you can know, that you're getting all your nutritional needs met. Now, if there's an option here, you can take this pack to ensure all the nutritional needs are met, and then you don't have to worry about other products that you might be taking that aren't really serving you well. But if you can't quite afford that one, then here's another option that you could get, which leaves out the essential fatty acids, but those are very critical because they really make a difference. They're cardiovascular food, brain food. They help the body in so many ways. But if you want to make that sacrifice, then you could come down to this second level. And then our third option would be, hey, you know, let me just get base nutrition at its base level, which will give me just, you know, knowing that I'm getting my vitamins, minerals, I'm getting my organic greens, I'm getting some, not complete, but some of the glyconutrients and antioxidants. At least I have some level of assurance that I have some bare minimal nutrition coming into my body every single day that I'm not getting today, and that would be Nutrivirus.
Okay.
How's that? Okay. Help?
Good. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Mary Jo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a question, too, real quick. This is Mary Jo in St. Louis. Hi.
Oh,
thanks
these
the
Mary
call.
Jo's talking to Mary Jo's. Okay. Yeah, what can
it's
I do
great,
for you, Mary Jo?
It's a great call today. Thank you. Do you use the Navigate system at all? Or
I do.
Okay.
I don't use it as...
Contact
pro-
me?
I, I don't use it as prolifically as I used to use it. I used it a lot a year ago, really two Novembers ago when it first came out. I used it November, December, January, February, March. I was using it almost exclusively as my method. Now I use it from time to time. I like it for recognition. I like it for, I have a couple of people in my organization I help, you know, building emails with that are using it. But I don't use it as much as I used to. Yeah. I still think it's a great tool.
So you're not using the contact manager system?
I don't like the contact management system.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather do mine by in a recipe box than do what they're doing.
Gotcha.
It just doesn't serve me as well as I'd like. So, and I'm anxious to see what Manatech's coming up with. So, but there are people using it. I mean, it's still being, you know, highly, it's workable. That's as Lydia put it. If you're going to use Navigate as your major means of sending out emails and things like that, then you absolutely should use their contact manager system, because you don't have to retype all the names all the time. Yeah. Okay. All right, everybody, that's it. Love you guys. Have a great super week. Remember, 8 weeks to National Director. To get on this trek to National Director, and that means getting a daily action plan set up. And I'll talk to Lydia about getting out to all you guys kind of the materials that we're working on for that trek that we're putting on for our organization so you can all share in it. All right, love you all, and have a